This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. We hear a lot about coal and natural gas in West Virginia, even solar and wind. But what about geothermal energy? Science indicates West Virginia is the largest geothermal hotspot on the East Coast. So why don't we hear more about it? Liz McCormick reports some counties in West Virginia have been pushing the envelope for a future in geothermal energy use, like in a handful of public schools.
Strong and long. And long eye makes what sound?
Here at Tuscarora Elementary School in Berkeley County, kindergarten teacher Lori Carr is reveling in her revamped classroom. Her school recently underwent a massive renovation to become a greener, more energy efficient school.
When I first started here, we were a completely open concept school. We made our classrooms with bookshelves, shelves, whatever we could. We were always worried about, you know, the class next door. Were we bothering them? Were we too loud? Could we hear them?
An open concept or open spaced school is just what it sounds like. A school building that features big, open, adjustable spaces instead of divided, walled off rooms. It was a popular design in the 1970s, but it takes a lot of energy to heat, cool, and light that large open space. So over the past year, Tuscarora and several schools like it in Berkeley County were transformed in hopes of saving energy. The schools got new walls, doors, LED lighting, and retrofitted geothermal heat pumps.
So in a nutshell, here's how the geothermal system works.
That's Tuscarora Elementary School principal Tyler Long. He takes me outside the building and points to the school's front lawn, now covered in straw to help the grass grow back after 42 wells were built there this summer, each 400 feet deep.
So essentially what happens is there is a pipe that runs from that well field behind where those cars are parked there, the length of that, and then comes up underneath this parking lot here and comes right into that room.
Long takes me into a small stone building that holds the school's lawnmowers and other equipment, and now also houses Tuscarora's geothermal heat pump system, which isn't that big. The system looks like it could fit into a large closet or shed. Hear that buzzing? That's the most sound you'll hear from one of these systems, because it makes no noise inside the school, no whooshing as it kicks the air on. The air coming into the school is regulated by a closed loop system of pipes that is in turn regulated by Earth's constant 55 degree temperature. Long also points out that the air quality in the building has improved.
It's a tremendous savings financially, but it's also very energy efficient. So it's a savings to the environment as well. And from a selfish standpoint, I mean, the school has been taken from an open concept school that's slowly evolved over the years to essentially a 41-year-old brand new school. So for myself, my students, and my teachers, you can't ask for anything better.
Tuscarora is one of seven elementary schools in Berkeley County sporting geothermal heating and cooling systems, six of which were installed within the past year. Berkeley County Schools Superintendent Manny Arvon is the driving force behind the geothermal initiative in the county. A year ago, Arvon hired the sustainable building company, CMTA Engineer Consulting, to lead the projects. CMTA not only installed six of those seven geothermal systems, but it also replaced every single light bulb with LEDs in each of Berkeley's 32 school buildings, a total of 25,000 bulbs. And each building got some sort of energy system update, like new boilers or chillers. Arvon says switching to greener technologies like geothermal was a no-brainer because of one, environmental impact, and two, cost savings in a county with a population that doesn't seem to stop growing.
We had to look at money that we were already spending and how could we recapture that money and re-spend it in a way that would be progressive. It would take care of problems that are facing us, and it would generate dollars, but not new dollars.
Berkeley County Schools expect the geothermal system will cut electricity bills countywide by almost 40% annually, from about $5.5 million to $3.5 million. Arvon says the systems will pay for themselves in 15 years and should last more than half a century.
We will be building a lot of schools in the future, and we will take what we have learned and incorporate that in every plan that we make.
Arvon says he plans to install geothermal heating and cooling systems into every new school building built in Berkeley County. Only two other counties, Webster and Pocahontas, have geothermal technology installed in some of their schools. Webster County High School was the first West Virginia school to have geothermal installed back in 1997. But more than just West Virginia schools, is geothermal energy something the entire state could eventually tap into? Geological researchers at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, seem to think so. According to the research published in the online magazine Science, the Mountain State has areas of Earth as warm as 200 degrees Celsius and as shallow as 5 kilometers. That's a little more than 16,000 feet. And researchers say some of those spots may actually be warmer than first reported a decade ago. The geothermal heat pumps in places like Berkeley County Schools use a different type of technology that doesn't dive as deep, but West Virginia is beginning to study the potential of tapping into deeper geothermal energy. The official state geologist, Michael Hahn, of the West Virginia Geological Survey, says while the potential for deeper geothermal drilling and research is there, demand is just too low right now.
Currently, the deep geothermal resource is still more expensive than coal and natural gas. And so right now, the market is driving us to use, especially with the discovery of so many natural gas resources.
That said, Hahn points out that West Virginia University is currently investigating the possibility of utilizing this deeper geothermal energy to power its entire campus. But for now, it looks like geothermal projects in West Virginia will look more like the ones in Berkeley County. Hahn thinks the use of geothermal, both the shallow and deep forms, will one day be in much higher demand and play a larger role in West Virginia's energy mix. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Areas of fog this morning becoming mostly sunny, high temperatures in the 80s, clear skies overnight with lows in the 50s and low 60s, mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the 80s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Simon Perry Center for Constitutional Democracy, presenting the lecture Thurgood Marshall's Battle for Justice by Will Haygood on Wednesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. in Marshall University's Foundation Hall. Support is also provided by Edward Tucker Architects, specializing in bringing West Virginia's buildings back to life through adaptive reuse and renovation. This week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from a hardcore country music troubadour, Mr. Steve Earle and the Dukes. It's called Copperhead Road. was Steve Earle and the Dukes. The song was Copperhead Road. Tune in to West Virginia Public Broadcasting tonight and Saturday night at 8 for more. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Marshall University, Concord University, and Shepherd University.